Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Lee Franecki?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is the wrong number.
Well, is there any other adult age 18 or older at the home I can speak with?
Yes, speaking.
Okay, thank you very much. Just to let you know, this is about housing development in Lavin Village. So, first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
I would say it just remains stagnant.
But between the two, where do you lean more, the right direction or the wrong track?
I'd say probably the right direction.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area in Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where Lavin area is again?
I'm familiar with the Lavin area.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
2000.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Is that you or a household member?
Me and also other household members.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be a white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Hispanic.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Would you say it's poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I'd say just fair.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 0 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first one is more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
Let's see, like a 4.
Better street and road maintenance?
A 4.
Better public transportation options?
A 4.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
I'd say 5.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options?
4.
More parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
More good paying jobs?
Let's say 3.
Thank you. In terms of your status, are you employed, unemployed, or looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed and student.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin?
I'd say not as much compared to other areas.
Between too few or about the right amount?
I'd say too few.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levin?
Let's say about.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levin. The first one is, would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Levin?
Yes.
And is that a, do you strongly or somewhat, is a yes? Is it yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, strongly. Sorry.
Thank you. Would you like to see more of dollar stores and discount chains in Levin?
Yes, strongly.
Grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes, strongly.
Would you like to see more of home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Levin?
Yes, strongly.
And would you like to see more of restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues in Levin?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores or businesses would you most like to see more of in Levin?
I'd say just like grocery stores. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch gears a bit, but before that, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me. Now, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? And is the housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a big problem, or a very big problem?
I'd say moderate problem.
Thank you. And for the next one, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I'd say probably just a slight problem, but yeah.
You said moderate or a slight problem?
That's slight, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. The first one is, would you like to see more of a multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums in Levin?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Somewhat.
Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levin?
Yes, somewhat.
Is that a strongly yes or somewhat yes?
Yes, somewhat. Yes, somewhat.
Would you like to see more of housing options for seniors in Levin?
Yes, strongly.
Would you like to see more of single family detached homes in Levin?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Have you lived less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
I've lived more than 15 years. It's just that I've been out of town recently,
okay.
But more than 15.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
No, I currently own.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first one proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Do you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Somewhat favor.
What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Somewhat favor.
Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Somewhat favor.
Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Somewhat favor.
And the last one for this section is repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Favor.
Is that a strongly favor or somewhat favor?
I think somewhat then.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Like, when do I graduate, or what year?
The highest degree that you have received.
Bachelor's.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just help me when I get to the right amount. Is it less than $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000? Okay.
$50,000 to
$75,000, yeah. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Yeah, it's Carla.
Is that a C-A-R-L-A?
Yeah.
Thank you. And with this, it concludes our survey. So thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.